The Mishnah continues, V'haluchos ma'asei Elohim heina. The luchos were a creation of Hashem. V'hamichtav michtav Elohim hu. And the writing was Hashem's handwriting, so to speak, k'viyachol. Chorus al haluchos, engraved, etched onto the luchos. So the Mishnah says, Al tikra chorus, that it's engraved, Elocherus. Freedom. Shein lecha ben chayrin elamisha isik b'tayra. There is no one that is as free, or can be considered free, except for someone misha isik b'talmud Torah, someone who toils in learning Torah. V'chol misha isik b'Torah tadir, and anybody who learns Torah constantly, harei zem misala. That person is elevated. Shenemar umi matana nachliel umi nachliel b'mais. This is a pasuk. This is part of the Shiras Habe'er in Parashas Chukas. And Chazal Darshin, Matana, from the Torah, which is a Matana, which was a present that was given to us, Nachliel, we come to the Nachla of Hashem, we become the property of Hashem, and Menachliel Bamas, we get elevated, like Bamam, a high place. So the Torah elevates us. Now, generally, the thought process is that accepting the yoke of Torah, the El Torah, and the yoke of heaven, the El Malcha Shemayim, is the opposite of freedom. We do it willingly. We subjugate ourselves to Hashem's commands and His kingdom, but we are actively proclaiming ourselves His servants, His slaves, and that would seem to be relinquishing our freedom. Why then is someone who toils in Torah the ultimate free person? The Balaam Musar explained this point as follows: if a person is an actual slave, it's true he has limited freedoms. When he's in jail, incarcerated, his freedom to go where he pleases is limited. However, every person, regardless of the factors which are beyond their control, regardless of the limitations placed upon them by others, they have one freedom that simply can't be taken away from them, and that is the freedom of choice. Every person has bechira chafshis, the freedom to choose to do as they please. And this is the only true freedom to which every single man, woman, and child is entitled to and can't be deprived of under any circumstance. The other freedoms, or lack of them, are only chitzonius, limitations which are temporary and superficial. But the pnimius, the inner quality of freedom, the true free person, that's the ability to choose, and that's always in our hands, and it can't ever be taken away. However, the freedom of choice can be limited or even totally taken away by one person only, and that's ourselves. We can remove our ability to make a free decision based on what we truly want. How? If we become slaves to our base desires, to our physical self, to our Yetzirah. Once we allow those parts of ourselves to rule over our choices, we don't really have the ability to choose. We would love not to eat so much, but we can't help ourselves. We can't control ourselves. We would love to remain calm and have more patience, but we lose our cool and lose our temper. Are we free? Hardly. If we would be free, we would have the ability to make that choice. The real freedom, the only truly inner freedom, which no person, no being can take away from us, can be reduced, limited, and totally removed, but only by ourselves, by our own desires, and our own Yetzirah. So that's why Chazal say, there is no true Ben Chayrin, no true free man. And free, again, in the eyes of Chazal, is someone who can make a choice as he pleases, someone who can make a choice as his logic dictates, what his heart really wants. The only person who can do that is someone who toils in Torah. The Torah affords us the ability to become elevated above our physical selves and thereby break free of the control the physical self has over our minds and our choices. And that's why the Mishnah continues that a person who toils in Torah becomes elevated. And once we're elevated above our physical self, we have control over our desires and our impulses, and we can choose. We have the ability to choose our course of action. We can control our temper, we can control our desires, our desire to eat, our desire to speak. We choose what we say and when it is the right time to say it. We choose as we would really, truly love to choose. And that is freedom. That's chairus. And only someone who's oisik b'teira is zoicha to that level of chairus, of freedom.